The chief of the Washington Metropolitan Police told a Senate committee today that he was stunned by the reluctance of officials to immediately deploy the National Guard to the U.S. Capitol building as it was being overrun by a mob on January 6th. Today is the first of several public hearings this week to investigate the security failures that day. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun testified that it was the worst attack he's ever seen on law enforcement, with police officers outmatched by members of right-wing extremist groups who came prepared for war.
Based on the intelligence that we received, we planned for an increased level of violence at the Capitol and that some participants may be armed. But none of the intelligence we received predicted what actually occurred.
Joining us now is Malcolm Nance. He's a former Navy intelligence officer who specializes in counterinsurgency. Malcolm, welcome back. Good to speak with you.
Good to be here.
And we just heard today in that clip that there was intelligence that a mob was coming to the Capitol, but no one predicted a military-style assault. How could that be?
Well, I'm not sure whether he is being quite accurate in his words. Maybe Chief Sund himself wasn't aware of that, but there was certainly a lot of intelligence out there. You know, my group, we monitor right-wing extremist chat and, you know, on Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, all of these places. And all throughout December, starting around the 14th, 15th of December, the mobilization for a rally on January 6th called Stop the Steal, it was also known as Fight for Trump, was heavily coordinated. And in some of the more extremist chats on Parler and places like the Donald.win, it was very clear that they were there to stop the actual certification of the electoral process. And they were advertising that they were going to storm the Capitol. In fact, you could order T-shirts from Etsy with the term storm the Capitol on it. Law enforcement intelligence seemed to know. Capitol Hill Police Own Intelligence Division put a warning that this could take place. But for them to say that they had no idea that it would happen at that scale, that's just a gross failure on their part.
Well, and Malcolm, I'll point out that the day after the Capitol insurrection, you and I spoke, you said the same thing. That was one day afterwards. So clearly there was some information out there. Now, there are questions today about why the National Guard wasn't called in sooner than it was. Former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving said his concern about the bad optics of sending troops to the Capitol was mischaracterized. Are you hearing any explanation today that makes sense to you?
No, I'm not. And by, you know, the terms that were used, according to reporting from the New York Times, is that, you know, he didn't want to see lines of soldiers with the Capitol behind them. Well, we saw that. We saw that last June and July during the Black Lives Matter protest at, you know, around the Capitol when they did their march. But it's pretty standard if you think that you're going to have a very, very large crowd to bring out the D.C. National Guard. And one of the things that I'm almost convinced of, and I'm saying this as a counterterrorism professional, is that the national security infrastructure of the Trump administration and his supporters in the Defense Department on Capitol Hill was that this crowd of 40,000 Trump supporters, who was overwhelmingly white, were not considered a threat because they were armored in the privilege of their skin color and their voting record. They were not what Black Lives Matter. They were not any other group. But back to what law enforcement should have known. We knew after indictments were put out in Michigan in last October, November, that the Michigan militia plotted to do the exact same thing as a plan B to their operation to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer and try her and execute her. If they couldn't do that, they had planned to take 200 armed men, seize the Capitol building in Michigan, and then create a hostage barricade and start executing politicians. So in my world, which is, you know, terrorism intelligence, that would have been the minimum standard that should have been prepared for at any time on Capitol Hill.
I do want to take a step back because there's other related news this week on Capitol Hill. In his confirmation hearing yesterday, Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland testified about the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which, of course, he investigated and prosecuted for the Justice Department. Let's listen.
We are facing a more dangerous period than we faced in Oklahoma City at that time. I don't yet know what additional resources would be required by the department. I can assure you that this will be my first priority and my first briefing.
Malcolm, we have 45 seconds, but what should Garland's focus be on day one if he's confirmed?
Day one should be that the United States will find and prosecute the people that carried out this insurrection. This is a dangerous event. There are many more potential Timothy McVeighs today than there were back in the mid-1990s. And the FBI does not have the resources for what potentially is to come.
All right. Well, the Senate hearings will continue this week. We'll continue to follow them. Malcolm Nance, National Security Analyst, thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure.